One's a vegan, the other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak, Rant Speak with Samaria, Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Now think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
It's Sunday night, it's 10 o'clock, and it's time for Rant Speak with your host, Samarian. And that would be me. I'm Samarian, coming to you live and direct, and we're very quickly going to get Smokehouse on the air, and that should be a whole lot of fun. Smokey, where are you? Are you there? Smokehouse, no, 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 it's not wheelchair accessible tonight on Rant Speak. There's no wheelchairs allowed, so fuck him. He's not coming on. As a matter of fact, Smokehouse, you're officially fired. You're gone. Get the fuck out. That's it. Gone forever. That's right. We're going to get to Molten Smackdown. We should have like a WWF Molten Smackdown Rant Speak. It'd be like, yeah, I saw you last week, and you were fucking with me. Just you wait till Sunday night on Rant Speak, man. I'll kick your ass. No, okay. I'm fooling you.
Yeah. I'm fooling you. I'm here. Yes. No worries. No worries.
Yes. This is Sean Kennedy. Oh.
Oh. Smokehouse is busy.
Triple calling.
How could Smokehouse be busy?
Maybe he got arrested by the feds for malingering.
Malingering.
Hello.
Smokey, can you hear us?
Yes.
You might have to
barely.
You might have to turn it up.
Turn it up.
We have to have a room mic here for you tonight.
Yes.
Turn it up? Hold on.
As opposed to down.
Yes.
Does it go to 11? Smokehouse goes to 11. Whoa, we got the
I had to turn it down a bit.
Hello.
Hello.
Smokey.
Smokey.
Can you hear us now?
I can barely hear you guys. There's a whole lot of static.
God damn, I love the technical proficiency of this station.
Is it static or that we're really quiet?
It's a bit of both.
It's okay. A bit of both. Some of column A, some of column B. Well, how's our broadcast quality to the crowd? Because who gives a fuck about how one person hears it? How does everybody else hear it?
Can you?
I know he's in there. I can just barely hear him.
I know he's there. That's right.
I know he's in there.
Speak it directly into the television.
A voice. Why? Is there a mic on the television or
no,
something?
No. Let me.
This is going to be.
I'm going to play with the connection a little bit. Beware.
Is that the mic to get a hold of Smokehouse?
Yes.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that shit. I can yell at that mic. That's no problem. I don't actually need to use this computer screen.
Okay, Sean's going to get a little closer.
Yeah, get a little closer.
Because he has nothing to look at on that screen anyway.
That's a good idea. That way we can
get some. Yeah, you're all fucking wrapped up there.
Let me just run over your goddamn cords. This is why
you're wrapped around the chair.
No, you wrapped me around the chair. This is why God invented the zap strap.
Sean's getting a little wrapped up here.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
I know you've got enough microphones to pull this off.
We do. We do
have
enough
microphones. Yeah, we got them lying around everywhere. You can't fucking throw a cat in Sim's house without hitting a microphone. Makes an interesting Doppler effect. So, what's the score?
That's a little better.
You can barely hear us now, right?
Can you hear me now?
What's the score?
Is this good?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay,
good.
Great. Wow, what was that other
it
show
sounds
I
like
was interviewed
ass.
By? It was the same thing.
Well, you sound clear to us and to the audience, so
that's right.
All that counts.
That's right. That's
Sean,
all.
Sean, speak directly into the microphone. Speaking. Hold it straight.
Just make sure to speak up so I can hear you.
I'm in hell. Okay, fine. I've got all these like crazy fucking...
Now your thumb's over it. Hold it that close.
Wow, this reminds me of the first time
I
had sex. I'm here to
tell
you.
Not near the board, so.
Okay, so you're not near the board, and Smokey's got
to
be here. Smokey, can you hear me?
There.
God, I hope so.
That should be loud enough.
Yes, I can.
I'm mad this many.
Closer.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I haven't heard any.
This.
Jeez.
Not to that.
Okay, well, you want me close to this?
Can you hear me, dude?
I didn't know that. Are you pointing?
Everything's good.
30 mics in my face.
Just instructing Sean.
Closer to. Yeah.
Okay.
No ho-hos for me. Anyway.
We have a special guest.
Very special.
And it's Sean.
I thought it was the little retarded kid I found outside.
No. Hey, Sam.
Yes. Smokey.
Go ahead.
Thank you for telling me about this ahead of time.
No, he didn't know ahead of time. I phoned him. No shit. It's not his fault. Don't blame him. Because, no word of a lie, I phoned him like...
Yeah, right.
No, I did. I did. I escaped from the Mennonite Mafia. I took to the car, and I tore into the night. And after we're done here on Rant Speak, we're all gonna head out to a golf club. So we're
Plus,
just
I like surprising you.
So are you doing this to get... So are you doing this to get even with me? Is that what this is about?
Get
for
even
what?
With you how?
What did you do?
Getting even with me?
For what?
For all the years of mockery that I... All the years of mockery I've put on you.
Yeah, that's what
going.
It is. Yeah, because all the years of mockery that you've paid me can be repaid by one night on Rantspeak. I'm way too Irish for that. I'm way too cowardly.
Yeah.
I'd wait for you to park somewhere and I'd blow up your wheelchair.
That's
it's my Irish blood, you know. Squeak. Yeah. Oh my God, it's a wheelchair bomb, you know. Which is why don't they do that? With no one would search cripples in you know these Middle Eastern places. You know, you get more explosives on the no. Who wants to search a cripple? Because you're always afraid you're going to tear the colostomy bag, right? And it's like, rip. Oh, my God. You know.
Well, they showed some footage today on TV of this cart and donkey going down the road. And boom.
And the cart and donkey just vaporized.
Waited for a truck to go by. Boom.
And they blew the donkey up, too?
Oh, everything.
Oh, that's whole not area. That's not cool.
No, it's not good.
That's not cool. Poor little lass. He didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Not
He's all like,
do
do do do. I hope that donkey gets his 10, 40 virgins, I'll tell you that.
This is going to be a nightmare already, I can tell.
You know,
this is going to be a fucking nightmare.
That just...
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, there's just a lot of feed, lot of feedback from Skype, you know the way it is.
Oh yeah.
So when I've got two of you, it's kind of a mess, but I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
Well, shouldn't we, like, isn't there, like, some kind of format here, or do you
yes,
guys play it by ear, or what do
no,
you do?
No, there's a very structured format.
Oh,
format.
I see.
Imagine that.
Okay, do we read the names, or what?
Yes.
Okay, when do I do that?
And, well, we just read these names, but you can read everybody in the ARC.
What names? What names do we just read?
Read those ones.
The ones with their little pluses?
Sure.
Okay.
Read all of them.
All right, we got Soul Trance, who looks a lot like me. Aliens AFK, Alpha 736, who has always been here, will always be here. APOC, Capone X, Sim Rantspeak, Liquid Blue, who's a DJ. Who?
No.
Yeah, he is. No, that's a different dude. Lusty Wench, who's a bot, I think. Meft, Prosium, Server 736, Smokey Rantspeak, Sparky. Hey, Sparky, go to the club later tonight, because we're all going there. African Love Turtle, Apanthropy, Blurfish, BMF, Brummel. Case, Cerulean, Chapel Page, Citadel, Cobra, Coritus, Kai, Cryomagnet, DXO, Damobius Funk, Dana Slave Master, Delusion, Desert Runner, Draken, Enderbed. Desert Runner is the guy from Australia.
That is correct.
EnderBSD, Evil Spork, Ford, Flamecuber, who is recently just going to be buying himself some new glasses, actually.
Oh, really?
And some gloves. Yeah, he was talking to me about
nice.
Some stuff. Gentleman Rogue, Gluco Archive, Haggard 37. I'm going to speed this up here. Alum, Jim Cap, Kaboofa, K16, Chaos, Kexler, Kurgan, Clippers, Crux, Cult Killer, Away, Lazarus, Logser, Mykukaku. Michael Akaku probably is what that's supposed to be. I don't know. Fuck you, it's Bukaku, and shoot you in the face. Megalomaniac, Misconduct, Mr. Octo, Net Sniper, No Delete, Invader. Hey, Invader, how you doing? He's the big motherfucker. Omelette. One of many, Psychofish, Punk of Evil, Pyranex, Rider 253, Soul Reaper, Sanix, Sarah Goblin, Sir Dork, Skitza, Slacker, Snaker Ghost, Speaker, Spyko, Spider, Test Subject, Tiny, Trin Food, Terrell, Valkai, Vanilla Rice, that's a good one, Wargamers, and Zank. So far, Vanilla Rice is the guy who's got
you
it.
You like that one?
Yeah, Vanilla Rice is the man for me. Rice,
and
gravy.
And if you want to get into the IRC, you just go to Rant Radio and then click on chat on the right-hand side or left-hand side.
That's it. That's all you have to do.
And Smokey, if you could post the Rantspeak webpage into there for everyone who wants to download all the archives
yes.
of this wonderful, wonderful show.
That's right.
And if you want to get involved in Rant Radio, you can send in your mug shot to info@rantradio.com.
Or your teacup shot.
Or your tea. Your teacup shot.
Or your teabagging shot. Send your favorite mug shot and teabag shot to Rant Media. You're teabagging is, right?
No, yes, I do.
That's
I'm quite
it.
Aware of teabagging.
Yeah, we need you changing the rules right now.
No teabagging shots.
He's coming in telling you to send in teabag shots. We don't want them.
Yeah,
nope.
Forward them to
we want
Newsreel.
The teabag.
Newsreel at rantradio.com. All your teabagging shots go to Sean.
That's right. And if
he
you
wants
want to,
them.
Hey, don't even start to play that game with me, because I am evil to a degree that you cannot even
yes,
fathom.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I will do shit that will make you.
I know this.
Oh, dude, I. Oh. Man.
Don't even start.
Oh. I'll sprinkle cocaine all over the inside of your car. Okay. You'll never get that shit out.
Across the border.
Next time you go across the border, you're getting back tinfoil. Okay. You'll be cutting the fucking, I'll be hanging your car on my goddamn Christmas tree. That's what's going to happen there. I love this advanced security. You know, all this advanced security they're doing, it makes it so easy to be like, your boss fucks with you? No problem. You know, I heard he was a terrorist. I found this gun plant in his house, and boom, he's locked away forever.
All over for him.
Oh, especially if you got any kind of computer savvy. All you got to do is throw, like, just a little bit of stuff on his computer and be like,
he was
no.
signed up to child porn.
He was signed up to these sites. He's getting mail from the Al-Qaeda servers. What are you? Oh, my God, he must be a terrorist. And, of course, you know, the witch hunt, guilty by association. They'll just go in there and just be like, you're a terrorist. Terrorist? Who taught you to be a terrorist? No one. You taught yourself. Die, heathen. You know, that's totally what they're going to be doing. Even the fucking guy from the Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, dude, he steps down from being the head of Homeland Security. He goes, man, I can't believe they haven't fucked with our food complex yet. Like, dude, what are you doing? You don't say that. You don't say that.
We're really vulnerable in these points.
Yeah, Jesus, I can't believe they're doing this. You know, they haven't hit our food supply yet, and it's wide open. Like, oh, my God. Thank you so much. Like, it could be argued that maybe it was a trap.
Hey, Sean.
You know, why?
Pace yourself, buddy.
For what? The old show used to be
pace
3 hours.
Yourself.
3 hours, man. 3 hour tour is what it used to be. This is an hour. We'll be lucky if we can get through all the fucking news stories. My God. Anyway.
Continuing on.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Or you can send your news stories in to the very last show next week. Info@ramradio.com.
Info@ramradio for the very last show. And everyone should be here for that. Sim won't say that. But... everyone should show. If you're
please,
a Rand fan,
candle.
Show the fuck up. Don't make light of this, man. You guys did a good job here.
Yep.
I'm all off getting all brain damaged and shit. You guys are all, you know, holding down the fort. That's a pretty fucking sexy deal.
Sean's been laying on his floor staring at the ceiling for
2 years. Yeah, I'm caught in that one section of Pink Floyd, The Wall, where the guy's, you know, arranging shit
skipping.
On his floor.
He can't get out of it. Yeah.
You know, keep
he's
it going for the show.
Patterns out of
somebody
guitars.
Has to do the work when you're not feeling bad.
That's right, you know. I'm too busy self-absorbing. Fuck off. I'm going to sit here and listen to The Cure's Disintegration on loop forever. Me and Morrissey cleaning guns, you betcha. That's the plan. All right, carry on.
We need your bandwidth, because as we grow more popular, more people listen. And as more people listen, we have less bandwidth. So
and there's a greater chance I could go to jail, so by all means.
That's right.
If you love us, give us bandwidth. If you hate us, give us bandwidth, because either way, you're going to
win.
You win. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's
right. Tack that. You win.
You win, either
it's
way.
It's a win-win scenario. I heard that. Have you heard that commercial yet, that fucking one on Telus?
No. Which
one? Oh, my God. It's like... some people say that when people are young, they run away and join the circus. And that circus becomes like a family to them. Because that's nice if they're on the family plan. And I'm like...
what?
I'm like,
they're
okay,
stretching.
You know, they're really stretching for this one. And I guess they're trying to be funny. But what about all those poor people who ran away to join the circus? Like, that's a major lawsuit. You know, there's a lot
against
of circus...
what?
Against Telus. That's totally, like, mocking...
slagging on...
oh, that's ripping on the circus freaks, man. Now, don't be ripping on the bearded
ripping
lady.
On the carnies.
Don't be ripping on the carnies. I mean, really. I mean, we're talking about a highly versatile assassin team. You could have, like, ninja midgets and strongmen and those snake ladies and shit with the snakes that bite you and stuff. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bad scene.
Watch out.
Fuck yeah. You think it's funny. You think it's fucking funny. Wait until you get some strong man fucking hitting you in the toes, making your head explode.
True.
See how that works.
Firing cannonballs at you.
There you go. Human cannonballs. Be like, well, there goes Sim. Get him. You know, that'll be all it was. Brutal. All right. So where were we? Sorry. Carry on.
And if you do have bandwidth and not something parked on your... home computer, we need more than a broadband connection. Info@rantradio.com.
You know, you've gotten really good at telling those little newbie kids who just got a cable modem, like, I want to help, and you're like, good for you. Go get your dad to buy me.
I get about five a week, no matter how many times I repeat it.
Yeah. And we love you.
Broadband's not good enough. We love all of them.
We love you, you little newbie shit. We love you, we love you. And we do. You know what? That bugs me when people actually call them newbies. Because it's like, we're so fucking leaked because we've been doing this for 6 months. Like, shut up, fag.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, you don't know shit. Anyway. You know, I'm newbie. Everybody's newbie at something. I mean, you want to see me try to code something? I'd probably jerk off at my own feces if I made a goddamn program of that clock. You know, that clock program?
I can't do it either.
But that's just it. What, jerk off or make a program? Put a botch. Sorry, okay, that was uncalled for. Nothing. Not a thing. You missed it.
Okay.
No, but seriously, I can't code.
We're newbies
I can't.
To Casey Kasem. Like...
Casey Kasem must be like, whatever, man.
You know, guys are newbies.
You guys are newbies. And now
his best
I'm going
to voice.
Give me zoinks. Give me, you know, some sad music. I'll do a dedication to Billy's dead fucking dog, and then you'll upscale it to some upbeat tempo fucking thing. Casey Kasem. You know, fucking. You know what really hurts? I'm listening to the radio. I was talking to Sim about this the other day. I'm listening to the radio. And they got these fucking DJs, these classic rock DJs, and they have to sell these sausages. These fucking
sausages.
Canadian maple syrup
DJs
sausages.
DJs selling sausages.
And they're like trying to pretend like they're talking casually about these sausages on the fucking radio.
I had
radio.
These sausages the other day, Sean.
And you're and it's so bad. And they're like, they got these little recorded segments like, I got sausages in my house. Sometimes I'll fry them up and I run around my house with them in a pan because I like the way they smell. And I'll make my whole house smell like fucking sausages. And I'm like, I'm fucking sorry, Chief. If I'm upstairs, you know, and I'm in a roommate in this house, and my roomie starts running around the house with a pan full of fucking sausages, tango down. You know, I mean, sorry. You got to check somebody out at some point. All right? Dude's running around with fucking sausages. He's better off dead. You know, seriously. Seriously. You need to fucking reassess your programming situation on your influences in life when you're letting sausages become the desired aroma of the world. Oh, my fucking God.
But I don't know how those guys can live with themselves.
I know. I'm like, Jesus, you must have it. Like, can I buy you a 40? Seriously. Like, this guy needs, like, I just want to send, you know, I'm sorry. Here's a sympathy card for what your career has become. Drink yourself into oblivion. There's more where this came from. Jesus.
Because I used to work in terrestrial radio, and those people are so sad. They just have this forlorn look in their eyes, like, I wish I had a job that paid money.
Yeah,
they
I
really
guess.
Do. They just.
I guess it's there really is no money in this, you know, really. I mean, unless
terrestrial radio, no, unless you're super fucking huge.
Well, I mean, like, still, even what's his fucking face there, long-haired king of radio fag boy there? What's his name?
Howard Stern.
Stern.
$300 million boy. Yep.
$300 million.
Yeah.
Three
or more.
$500 million.
Well, that was with benefits. If it takes off, $300 million.
Okay.
Baseline.
Yeah.
Baseline.
Oh yeah. Howard Stern's gonna flop.
Oh yeah. He's unknown.
So Howard Stern stands to make.
$500 million.
$500 million. Okay. Each man has his price, Bob. But yours is pretty low. $500 million. You got to wonder if Nike came to me and said, Sean, we want to make a point to the underworld so that we'll let them know that we truly can smote anyone. So what we're going to do is we're going to get you to tattoo Nike across your chest, you know. For $500 million.
Tattoos are removable.
I do it.
Smokey's like, salt! You can have my soul.
Make Smokey into one big Nike tattoo.
Yeah, I'll be Nike boy. I'll have Nikes on my wheelchair. No. I don't know, man. I would do it, but then I would sign the clause so that I could take that $500 million and like put it all towards Adbusters or something like that. They would wind up, you know, I only need about what? Like, maybe $30 million to survive comfortably. So I mean, the other
maybe more.
Oh yeah, well I mean, if you were to take $470 million and like donate it to charity.
Oh sure, yeah.
You know, I mean,
you could do a lot of good.
Oh, you could. You could do a lot of good with that. With $30 million, I could do me a shitload of good. I could get me a new car. $500 million, I could get.
Yeah.
What would I do? I'd get a car. What would you get, Smokey? I get Smokey a car. I get him a little car. I get him one of those little cars that the Shiners drive and stuff. That'd be cool.
And a hat.
I just need a car with a driver. That's what I need.
A car with a sexy driver. A sexy driver for smokehouse.
There you go.
Yeah. A sexy smokehouse driver.
A full service driver.
A full service driver for smokehouse. That's just dirty.
A full service driver.
That's what I mean.
A full service busty driver for smokehouse. Smokey. That's a Photoshop if ever there was one. Busty's drivers for Smokehouse Simmons just rubbing his microphone on his forehead like, oh, my God. What are we talking about? I'm off on a tangent here.
To the schedule.
Sorry, back to schedule.
Smokey, we need DJs, don't we? Tell us how much we need DJs.
Yes, we need DJs a lot. Ones that preferably don't want to be on in the evening because there's no slots left. But, hey, what do you want? Just send me an email to smokehouse@rantradio.com, and I'll tell you what you need to do. Just send me a demo, basically.
Yeah.
And don't tell me what you're going to do in your show. Just do your show. I hate that. That's pretty much the ground rule.
I'm going to do a
show. Don't send me an MP3 going, and it's going to be about this and that and the other thing, and it'll be really cool. Well, that's great, but I have no idea what you're doing. So just pretend you're doing a radio show and send it to me, okay? That's all you have to do.
It's so great how you guys, you know, try to talk to the fans, and you don't want to make the fans think that we think that they're the dumbest fucking people in the world, you know, because they're not. Our fans are not
they're
stupid
very
people.
Smart.
No.
But for some reason, there's some weird communication error that occurs.
It's a miscommunication.
And the one thing is this starstruck thing. That's starting to happen now a little bit when I meet people and stuff like that. Like when we were at DEF CON, there was a couple of people, not many.
Yeah.
Invader was cool, not an Invader's crew.
Like the bow down kind
of. Yeah,
stuff.
A few of them were really, you know, they were really, you know, holy shit, it's Sean! And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm looking over
where?
My
shoulder.
I'm like, ah! Fuck! You know?
Sean who?
Yeah. You know, and it was.
It's like, keep your distance.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, you know? And, I guess that's kind of all part of it and stuff like that. I mean, we make a lot of jokes about ego and shit like that, but you can't make, like, you know, $9 an hour and have a huge ego.
It's hard to do.
It's hard to have a fucking outer road. I'm the biggest shit ever! What kind of car you got?
I don't really have one right now. It's not really on the road. Shut the fuck up.
Easy to justify over $10 million a year, but $10 an hour.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if I was $10 million a year, yeah, you bet, man. I'd float around like a floating fat man with my ego drawing me everywhere I go. You bet. But unfortunately, I am a wage slave fucker just like everybody else.
And yeah, read the live journal.
Don't
experience
you
it.
Forget it! Anyway, so, what,
you
back to schedule.
Smokey, do you have any news this week?
There's new stuff coming, but nothing's been solidified yet.
Okay.
So I really don't have a whole lot to talk about.
Cool.
After the
entire scenes,
a whole week in the world, and you have nothing solidified and nothing to talk about? Nothing.
Nothing
worthwhile happened. Nothing.
Sean, this is not your show. Quiet.
Oh, he's already... We just started, you pulled that card? We just started here, and you've already pulled that. It's not your show, shut the fuck up card.
Yep.
What time is it?
Shut the fuck up.
It's 10:27. Okay, shutting up. Go ahead.
You're asking if I had news, which means station news, and no,
exactly.
I don't.
Oh.
For the station, it's been a quiet week.
Well,
plus, I've been sick all week,
like,
so I haven't done a whole lot.
Yeah, he's been sick.
Yeah. Picking on the sick cripple.
You're supposed to know that, Sean. You knew I was sick.
I don't care,
you bastard.
I don't care. Don't care. You're not caring. I'm going to go off and play
true.
With my dog. All right, go ahead.
The Rant Radio Christmas album has been released. It was before Christmas, of course. It was released, but
yes.
We did not announce it last show. We played some stuff from the album last show. If you could post that into the IRC, Smokey, and everybody can download the goodness that is myself,
okay.
Sean, and other DJs. On the station.
Rant Radio Christmas album. Get
That's
it while
right.
it's fresh.
Get it while it's free.
0 day wears.
That's right. And of course, Sean's new show is next week.
It is?
Yes,
oh yeah.
It is.
Oh yeah. On the third.
My show.
Yeah, the show.
What show?
The daily one. Yeah, the one that's gonna totally take over
thing.
My fucking life. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
It's called Newsreel.
Yeah.
Monday
yeah.
to Friday.
Pimp.
9 a.m. 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Be there.
Be there. Everyone's going to be there.
You are a
knows.
Crazy son of a bitch.
We are.
That's
we
sure
are whipping. We've whipped that newsreel. Like if they don't know about Newsreel now, you know
oh, yeah.
they really. They, and
so how long you think you'll go before you miss one?
That's so positive.
When we
you
go
know,
to
I
New York,
that.
Fucker.
I, you know, and you know what? I'm thinking about not missing one in New York because I'm sure there's a way I could upload it over the fucking phone.
Yeah, you could.
Like I could set that shit up. Don't even try me.
Yeah,
okay.
you can.
That's true. That's
so
true.
I mean, I could. There's ways I could do this. If
you can.
I'd like to. I've been able to stick up with the journal for like
yeah.
ever, and there's
it,
more.
It's not even.
Yeah.
It's not even time
That's
yet.
Pretty good.
To do the journal every
yeah,
day.
So, yeah. So you know, have some faith in me. A bunch of fucking wieners. You know. Gee whiz.
You know I love you, Sean.
No, I don't.
You big whiner.
Moving right along with the schedule. What's on the fucking thing
okay.
here?
Okay.
And if you'd like to support Sean.
Yeah.
And get him out of his wage slave job.
That's right. We got to have the sad music.
Yes, the violin. Somebody can do it.
When we first found Sean, he couldn't walk, talk, or move. Sean just lay there in this dirty hole screaming and mewling like some blind rat that was born as some bad genetic experiment. Now, thanks to the 99 cents a day, Sean is dedicating his life to bringing you the true information that the government's trying to destroy. Because no one else is! That's right, I'm your news media source by default. Because,
default, Messiah. Yeah.
Oh my God, no, we're not applying the term Messiah to Sean ever again.
Ever.
Even as a joke, that's just not happening.
No.
I don't think I could
allow that either.
No,
bad things happen.
Bad. So anyway, so the third.
No worshiping, not a.
Yeah,
not
do
a
not worship, not a religion.
Not a religion.
So
if you could post those links
no.
in
yeah.
the IRC, smoking.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to get
I'm working on it.
Good. If you'd like to get the weekly newsletter from Rant and Sean. And all that goodness.
Oh, yeah, I've got a newsletter I'm doing, too.
That's right. A quick blurb at the top. No
is that a
deal.
Daily thing or is
it's
that
like,
a weekly
no,
thing?
No, a weekly thing.
It's a weekly thing?
Thing.
Okay,
you know,
do that.
It's like your live journal, except, you know, it's only
it's
once
like
a week.
You like the way Sam's doing this. It's like your live journal, only you do it every day and it takes 5 hours. and you have to do it. Otherwise,
you're fired.
We kill you. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that work for you? Is that okay? Where are you with that?
Are you good with that? That's too bad.
I know it's...
Go ahead.
You have put in a really good effort, you know.
Good effort.
Thanks.
It's
over
really
the last
good,
5 years,
actually.
Yeah, it's been good.
Good try. 6 years.
Is it six now?
Dude,
six
I'm years. Talking about. I'm talking about the live journal specifically. It's good.
Well,
it's,
actually,
it's not just crap. We're like, oh.
The funny thing is people, you know, I actually run that as a journal. The journal was started for me. And then there's a little joke made that Sean posted it. I didn't actually post that. I know who did post that. I will spare them saying who it was. But somebody else posted that.
Yeah.
Wasn't
really?
Myself. Yes, it was not myself. It was someone who lives locally here. But it was not me. And
okay.
then everyone...
That's right. Why everybody went, oh, it's local to the Lower Mainland.
That's
it must
right.
be Sean.
And they all went teaming in. But there are people out here. There's the whole Abbotsford crew. You know, with someone in the Abbotsford crew, that's all I'll say. So, and that's cool, you know, and I don't really mind because I'm not a big believer in secrets like myself. I was the guy who was all about having public cams
no
everywhere.
More secrets.
Yeah, you know, I don't really have anything really deep, disturbing, dark shit in my life that I have to really, you know, tie down, you know, because I'm not, so, yeah, I'll talk about shit on my live journal, and I find it really comforting to be that open.
Yeah.
With the internet, to be honest with you. I like it. I like the fact that there are people there and stuff like that. The only problem is I care a little bit too much. Yeah. That's why I don't comment on anything that's said
that
in
just
my
go
journal.
All downhill.
Yeah, because then people, you know, say things and something.
And they say things back. And
yeah, and then I wind up, you know, getting all crazy. So rather than that, I'm just going to go zen about this and just focus on what I'm doing. And, you know, if people can make a comment, they get some out of it, great. You know, if they don't, great. You know, but I'm doing it for me. I'm not really doing it for anybody else. I do it to kind of keep track of my thoughts. But anyway. So that's the live journal thing.
Well, you should do it for you. You should do it for you because it's
of course,
your journal.
It's my fucking live
else's.
Journal. Yeah, you know. But that's cool. So where?
So who gives a shit what anybody else thinks?
Exactly. Which
really.
Is kind of the whole point of Rant Radio and the whole message we're trying to convey to people. You know, is do your own thing.
Just do it.
Just do it.
I kind of wish.
I'm loving it.
I kind of wish you had comments turned off because I know there's a day that'll come where you'll snap. And you'll have to answer somebody, and you'll get all sucked in,
no,
and it'll just go bad.
No, actually, you know what's been happening, and I find this actually is really, really cool, is that somebody will say something, and like somebody said something about, you know, does it stimulate your brain to make tales from the after now? You know, and somebody came in there and was so angry. They were so angry about that. I laughed when I read the Tales from the After Now thing, because I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of cool that people are into that. You know, I mean, it's a very flattering thing to have people that into something you created, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, is that there's all these other people that rush to my defense. That gets me
hard.
That's
true. Same in the...
Oh, man, people who stand up for me, that's the coolest shit ever. I love that.
In the rant forums, too.
Yeah, in the forums
I know
and stuff.
In my forums, in the rant forums, you don't usually have to defend yourself. Everybody's there already to jump at anybody who goes, blah.
Because the people are like, well, I think Sean's a fascist because of whatever, and you'll get, like, you know, 30 people who've been in there for 10 years saying, shut the fuck up, new guy. You don't know shit about shit, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that makes me feel good, because then it, you don't have to say anything, and you're not looking like the bad guy. And it kind of, and that's really what community is. A community is looking after each other, you know what I mean? And I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you know, I'm sure everyone will sit back and say lots of stuff, but, you know, blah, blah, blah.
No, I guess I'm different because I think you're a fascist, but I like it. So I guess I'm a little different.
Hail to the
king. I like you when you're a fascist.
Oh, yeah, thank
you're
you.
You're better that way.
I'm not actually, I don't know what I am. I think I'm becoming libertarian.
Well,
I think, I think, I should note that I think I'm becoming libertarian. I'm not too sure about that.
I'm not going there.
What's that? You don't want to go there.
I'm not going, no, that's not what I think.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm
libertarian is absence of government to the extreme.
Yeah, now, bear in mind.
Everybody does their own thing. It's one step from anarchy.
No.
One step.
Okay, okay. Just be cool. Be cool. Before we all start, you know, pigeonholing Sean into this little box here, I like some of the ideas.
Oh, it's. I like a lot of the ideas.
I like a lot
of
the ideas, you know. It's not really, I don't really give a fuck if I can, you know, people tell me, you know, what political party you belong to. I don't care.
Yeah.
What political party you think. I mean, I know what I believe, and I just kind of go with my thing. If there happens to be a political party
that
follows my thought pattern, then handy for them. But, you know, I mean, my guiding feature is anything that decreases suffering. You know, anything that decreases suffering on a local or global scale. That's sort of like the guideline, you know. Like
quick and swift fascism.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know. To be honest with you, I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't sit here and talk shit about stuff that I don't know much about. And like when I did Cup of Joe, I got interviewed by Cup of Joe, and he asked me, he's like, "So you used to talk about blowing people away and shit." And yes,
snapped off on that show, man.
Angelica Firestorm, is this the SKTFM show unreleased? I haven't heard this one before.
People are thinking this is a repeat of the Sean Kennedy
you,
show.
Angelica Firestar. You know
so
what?
Funny.
I wanted to talk to Angelica just the other day because I was after a stream.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm after a shoutcast stream of anime music. I'm going otaku. Going otaku over here. Ever since I watched Standalone Complex, I'm like, this is the greatest shit ever. So now I'm like all like I raided my buddy's CD collection and I got a bunch of, you know, anime music and stuff like that. I like a lot more of the techno stuff. I got the soundtrack from the Ghost in the Shell, Nintendo GameCube.
Oh, yeah?
I had a Ghost in the Shell, and I got that soundtrack out of my buddy's collection because he's in Bosnia. And, because, you know, when he's gone, I can raid all his shit.
And he'll never know.
Well, he's in a war, so he doesn't need it.
That's
right. But, anyway.
Rants. The rant,
what was that?
The BC Rant Meet is coming up January 1st, six-year anniversary.
I will be there.
And Sean Kennedy will be there in the flesh, not a puppet this time.
No.
It is actually Sean.
No animatronic Sean's.
And Smokey will not because he's thousands of miles away and it's very difficult to get here.
Sucks.
Sucks a lot.
Yes.
But if you could post that link into the IRC, Smokey, and people who are in BC are going to be in BC. Can check that out. And Rant Media needs help with our torrent seeds, so please go help us with the patrolling and for the Porn on Beta album. Thank you very much.
That's right.
We'll help people download it.
It's free. You can have it. We
and
just
you can
want
copy it, and you can distribute it, and you can burn it.
Just give it to other people.
That's all we care.
That's all we want.
And Sean and I are going to New York, aren't we, Sean?
That's right, we are. And apparently, I can show up, pay $80, and get it in 24 hours.
Get what in 24 hours?
The passport.
Do what?
24 hours?
Apparently, yes. For the lickety-split, I've got to get the fuck out of the country now option. Let's not leave it till last day. No, I mean, it's Boxing Day, you vegan fucker.
Sure,
you're lucky I escaped the minute. This is a miracle. It's a miracle I'm sitting here
right now.
It's
not after you're dead. You could be hailed a saint.
Seriously, two more of these and I'm a saint. Seriously, Saint Kennedy. What would I be the patron saint of? Bullshit, probably.
Why is it so hard to get away on Boxing Day?
Because we've got
Christmas is celebrated for 3 months.
No. See, the Mennonite mafia that I married into, right? They're all about the family.
Right.
So there's so many of these motherfuckers that you can't see them all on one day. So they span these massive 16 people muling gatherings, you know. They all pile into the house and then they break out the Bible and like, and then Christ will come at the threshold, and everybody goes, the threshold, take us to the threshold, and that's what happens. You know, that's my life. So no, I'm ripping that off. That's from Chris.
So do they despise
from what?
That's from Chronicles of Riddick.
You?
That's what the necromongers were doing in Chronicles of Riddick. But anyway, well, what's the deal? No, they like me because there's a dude. His book is number 8 right now on. This is really funny, actually. This is Small World.
Okay.
The guy's book is number 8. It's called Hold On to Your Kids. The guy's name is Dr. Gord Neufeld.
Okay.
He's this total pro-Christian, hang on to your children, don't let them talk to their friends. You know, that's his gig, you know.
Yeah.
And he is my wife's uncle.
Okay.
That sets the stage for the kind of people that I'm dealing with at these family gatherings. It's like, here's Sean. At the Focus on the Family Power Hour, you know. And
that helps being a writer, too.
Oh, yeah.
My book's number 8.
My book's
you
number...
You write? That's nice.
Yeah, well, no, because he can't... He doesn't pull that shit with me. He's
okay.
Actually... He's pretty cool
respectful?
With me.
Respectful? Okay.
Well, because I'm the only... Because he's a very educated man. And he knows a lot of what he says is bullshit. He's just making a buck just like anyone else.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he comes up to me and says, so you're going to be a word monger. That's what he said to me. He goes, you're going to be a word monger. And I'm like, a word monger? What the fuck's a word monger? And I'm like,
you already are.
You're like, fuck you, clown, word monger. You know, but I guess, you know, it's funny because when I met Frank Ogden, I kind of got that vibe from him, too.
Yeah.
Was that it was all about, it was kind of like, you know, you see these carnies before and after the show, you know, and it's like, oh, well, I guess we'll go out there and do our thing now, you know. And they always make sure the check is signed and everything. And I guess that's show business to a certain degree, but I just... I don't know. It just seems wrong somehow. Like, I guess you should kind of believe in the shit you're espousing. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's cool. His book is doing well. I'm glad his book is number 8 on Amazon. And the guy's pretty smart.
Cash in his pocket.
Sure, you know, whatever. But I just, I don't know, man. You know, I think you should probably believe a lot of what you're saying. And especially, you know, I'd be, if I could get a book.
It would make it easier, wouldn't it? If you actually.
Well, yeah, you know, and if you.
If you believed it, wouldn't it make
well,
easier?
And you thought it would better the world and shit. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being all idealistic over here. You know, who knows? But anyway, what do you got?
Possibly.
And last week, next week is the last show.
That's right.
Brand Speak.
Which everyone's
which
gonna show
off,
up for.
Yeah, which kicks off Sean's show the next day.
That's right.
So.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
There you go. That's how it works.
Stepping aside for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
How sweet are
because
we?
I'm too
really,
fat for anyone else to fit on the street.
That's right. Really, we can't compete, so I had to, you know, stop the show.
What time is
that's
it?
That's the main reason.
It's 10:41. We haven't even touched the news yet. We haven't even gotten near the news.
We haven't even touched the listener's email yet.
Oh, really? Well, okay. Smokehouse, shut the fuck up.
Let's it's all Smokehouse.
Smokey,
yeah.
Shut up. We haven't got anywhere on the show. Okay, let's go.
And Strong Bad will kick our emails off. Here we go, Strong Bad.
Email is weird, email is awesome, and email is weird. I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
Yes, that is strange, but that's the theme we use for the email.
Wow. Moving right along.
This one's from Steve-O. You guys rock. I use the official Xbox forums all the time. So with your permission, can I advertise your site in my signature? Yes, go right ahead.
Yes,
please link us.
We're
sure.
Against advertising, unless it's us. In which case, we're a bunch of hypocritical fuckers.
Yeah. I watched through Winamp. And
Tattoo Rant Radio on your face.
Yes.
I watch through Winamp, and it's on all the time. My girlfriend says that Sean Kennedy is a Fruit Loop.
Of course.
But I think he rocks. Dudes, if you can send me a flyer or something I could print, I'll stick them all over. Keep up the good work. Your number one British fan, Steve-O.
Hey, Steve-O, good to know you.
And we actually do have a flyer for Sean Kennedy now.
Your prayers have been answered.
If you could put that in the IRC, Smokey, and I will show Sean here.
Mm-hmm.
And he can see
I think
it.
I've seen that. That's the cartoon one, right?
That's right. Oh,
that is correct. I have seen that the
other
night. We have a Rant Radio flyer that you can print out and label the world.
Stick it up everywhere and use up all your printer's ink.
That's right, but only on recycled hemp paper, if you please.
That's right.
Such a pinko fascist commie fuck. Okay, carry on.
Dear Sumerian, I come to you with a plea. Please,
please, please, please.
Continue doing Rant Speak. Come on. You can do it.
You
I
can do it!
Why do you have to stop? It's a great show, and it needs to live.
It needs to fly free through the ether and reach the stars. Don't crumble and die like an old man.
Don't abandon it during its peak years. Think of Lance Armstrong. He had cancer in three body parts.
Yes.
And he is still winning Tour de France.
Think of Lance, man!
Now, what incurable disease can be keeping you from doing more rant speak? Sim, you're recently digitally baptized.
I know what it is.
Being deceived.
You like Sean better than you like me. That's what it is.
Yes, he provides more warmth than you do,
I know
Smokey.
That.
Yes. He has more body mass than you. And,
dude,
and I am just
dude,
a weak
vegan
that
just,
is very thin.
They just put out the fucking Sean Sim slash. Don't go encouraging that shit, okay? Like, where the fuck is your head? I can't go near the IRC now with someone like, hey, Sean, have you seen this?
No.
Only every other fucking link. You know? Jesus.
I've memorized the number. It's link 50.
Yeah. Jesus. Anyway.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. Yes, we're quitting. It's upsetting.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Yeah,
but
I'm
you know
sorry,
why?
Dude.
The reason why is because what horrible sickness is keeping you? That sickness is known as demand. Yes, there's nothing so important as necessity.
Yeah.
And if you wish to keep watching these handy-dandy fucking movies that we don't pay anyone to make, you too can download this goodness because Sim has stopped doing rant speak.
Yeah, you know why patrolling takes so long? Because I do other things.
18 hours a day and Sim would like to get laid. So you know what? He's taking some time off.
How about that?
And he needs it.
This next one's from Erky. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Erky.
I just like your radio, and that's all.
Thanks, Erky.
Thanks, Erky.
That's all?
That's
all.
All.
That's all
one
he likes.
Line.
Is
that's
radio.
All.
That's my favorite kind of email.
Yes.
I do. See, I've got this thing now where I answer email.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I try to actually answer it same day. Now, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, I haven't.
You slacked off.
I slacked off.
Okay.
But I try to answer my email every day.
That's
even if
really
if I just reply, no, because it's all about like the fucking forward
well,
answers.
It's a little easier
thanks
for
the
you
input,
than me.
La la la, yada yada.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is if people write me this monster email, chances are it's mostly therapeutic for them.
Usually, yeah.
You know what I mean? I do read them. I do read them, and of course,
yes,
I've gotten emails where people are, you know, like, crying. Oh, and then when I was six, you know, and there's like, I take these very seriously and I keep them, but I mean, there's shit that's told to me in emails that I could never. Go over, but I've gotten emails that make that shit that you see on TV, you know, like Scotty crying because the one chick nearly killed herself and he talked to her and Trekkies. Okay, I got emails that make that look like a cakewalk. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Like I've gotten emails from people who've survived sexual assault that would make like Oprah just explode. Okay, don't even fuck with my emails, man. My people wouldn't wind up on Jerry. Okay, so like I've gotten like the John Wayne Gacy preventative emails and shit like that where I was gonna start knifing people, but you talked me out of it. You know, shit like that. So, very, very cool, and I enjoy that, but I can't always answer them with, you know, another 10,000, because as it is, I'm already doing, like, 1,000 words a day on my live journal, plus news hunting, plus.
Plus. More, more, more.
Incidentally, footnote, I'm going to mention this right now.
Yes.
If people do want to send me news stories at newsreel@rantradio.com.
N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L.
Yes, newsreel, as in the real world. Blue pill or red pill?
I don't know.
I think it was the red pill.
I can't remember.
Not very leet.
Nope. Not leet at all.
No. Very not leetness. But, yeah, anyway, I do need people who are going to be reporters, and that's what you will be, actually, is you'll be a reporter. You'll be reporting news to me. I will look at it. If you think, oh, Sean's probably got sent this 100 million times, that's okay. I'll delete it. I'm not like Sim. It doesn't bother me. I will go through the email, and I'm sure that I will start with a huge vault of everyone sending me news, and then they'll come down to people like Transix, who are manically obsessed with sending me news. If you're going to send me news, this means you, Transix, please send it in email form and put news stories in the subject header so that I can respond to news stories that I need to, and if I use your news story, I'll put it on the air. Furthermore, I say this now. If I use a news story, you send me that news story, and I don't use your name, that's because I already got the news story from somebody else, or I found it already without your help. But I love you anyway. So carry on. What's next?
This one's from Cook. It says, hey, Sim. Right. I know you're going to get hundreds of these emails, but I'm really interested in making my own radio station.
Oh, boy.
But I don't have a clue how.
No. No.
No.
No.
I mean, I've got the recording equipment. And
fuck off.
A kind of good net connection, but I don't really know the specifics.
Suck it.
What programs to use and obviously how to use them. I like to think of it as Rant Radio UK, which in my view would be very cool.
Oh, hell no.
Slurp.
Anyway, besides all that, it's seriously cool and all the stuff you're doing. And say an English hello to Sean if you see them. Hello.
Hello.
Cheers from Cook.
Hello, Sean.
There's a handy-dandy fact on the Rant Radio page. If you scroll down to the listeners and go there, it tells you all about how we're not going to help you because it would take all my time up.
Yes,
and
but
it points to very handy-dandy links, and you can check those out.
That said, Mr. Cook, that said, your heart is in the right place. Don't take no for an answer. Keep
yes,
on trucking, and you will do well, especially in England where they need some free
definitely.
Media. Like George L. Orwell Central.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, moving right along.
This one's from Sin and Porsche. Or Porsche. Who
or knows? Porsche.
Porsche. Sean or Sim.
Or Sim.
Me and my wife can now walk away from civilization for 60 days and be fine. But that is not my main concern. What about my two little girls? They're under three. Both me and my wife want your knowledge on the Wog babies and children.
Thank you, okay. Sin and Porsche.
P.S. We gave my wife's grandpa a copy of Patrolling. He grew up in Bonners Ferry, Idaho. He is 80 and the oldest and smartest wog I know. And he said, wow, this guy's got his head on straight, but he sure does curse a lot. Thanks, Grandpa.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because those guys in Idaho probably know their shit. Okay. On the wog children thing, the whole, you know that scene in Waterworld where the little girl fucked with Buddy? And he just grabbed her and hucked her overboard because she was...
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I totally got upset because he jumped back in the water and rescued her. And my wife was like, why? And I'm like, look, she's not doing any good. I got no reason to keep her on board. That bitch is slowing me down. You're so into these kids, we'll crank out another pup. But beyond that, later, this little one's getting pimped out at the next street corner in a post-apocalyptic spit situation. Now, that said, okay...
They're ready for hate mail.
I know nothing about kids. I don't have them.
Hard to speak on them
when
you don't have
them. You're not disturbed or anything, are you?
No, obviously I'm not going to pimp out kids. But the point is I was just like, well, in a post-apocalyptic scenario, some people get on the boat, some people don't. And yeah, I'll be the guy with the machine gun going, sorry, boat's full. Gawk, 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 gawk. Yeah, that would be me.
But because more capsize it.
Yeah, you know, seriously.
And we all drown.
You can either have 10 people live
can I get on the boat?
Live. Go ahead. But you? You're crippled. Fuck off. You get
can I get
sick.
A, yeah.
You
get
throw your rope and to be towed behind.
You betcha. We'll water ski you.
At least I know now. I can plan ahead.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Bring some water waders.
You make, little water wings or something on the wheelchair. That would work.
this next one's from FJ.
FJ says
get
what?
Get ready, Sean.
Okay.
Arg, you're killing me. Delaying the release of episode 11. Arg, this is from like last week when I said it's not ready yet. May hell for you be endlessly polishing ever scuffed boots.
Just kidding.
Great show. Obviously like it a lot. We here at MichiganMilitia.com are watching your work.
Oh, crap.
Can someone please bring up MichiganMilitia.com so I know.
You remember them from
Columbine? I thought, isn't Michigan Militia Tim McVeigh's crowd? Yeah, they are.
Keep it up. I'm the co-webmaster, treasurer, cook, third string medic hereabouts. I've infected four other people with your copies of the Patrolling series and mentioned it at our December public meeting.
Oh, good.
I will continue to spread the love. My emails are almost always this funny, but not always this creepishly fanatic. Well, anyway, peace and liberty.
Well, I think that's cool. No, I do. I do. Honestly, all bullshit aside, I think those Michigan Militia guys have been totally vilified. Okay?
They're just being prepared for the future.
No, fuck. What all they are is Americans with a couple of guns who hang out every now and again and talk shit. You know, nobody loves a soldier till an enemy's at the gate. You know what I'm saying? Now, these people have not done anything wrong. Okay? The Michigan Militia is the few people who exercise the rights that were granted to them by the American people. And a lot of people in Canada, you know, they like to rip on the Americans for their guns. Oh, they got guns everywhere. Yeah, they do. You know, so don't fuck with them. That's what that means. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting, okay? It's about killing tyrants. Nobody wants to say that in the United States. But the fact of the matter is the FBI be like, yeah, we're going to go down to Michigan and take all the guns. Go get him, Ray. And Ray's like, kiss my fucking ass.
I quit.
I will get shot if I try that shit. And that's true. So, you know what? Once again, force the supreme authority from which all authority is derived. Thank you. So, as far as I'm concerned, I take
that
as a huge compliment.
That email may not be real.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I think it's hot that the Michigan Militia thinks it's cool. I mean, they've never fucked with me.
No.
All I know about them is what I got from this totally biased media source. You know, the guy was cool with me. I'm cool with him. Why not? What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, if, and I'm sure if he were to check with the, you know, depending on who you talk to, it'd be like, oh, Michigan Militia, they're bad. Fuck you. I'd be a total hypocrite if I thought that guy was a clown just because of what the media said. I don't know that guy. He seems cool to me.
Can't comment on anything you don't know about.
That's right. I can't comment on that. The guy seemed cool to me.
Yep.
You know, I've seen him on in some shows where they tried to make him look bad, but I thought they were pretty straight-up people. They seemed to love their kids.
Yeah.
You know, they seemed pretty clean cut. I mean, whatever. Looks like they know their shit. So
anyway. Those are the guys they took to the fair, too?
Which one?
I can't remember. Some movie or TV show.
Oh, someone's always trying to make him look stupid, you know. Oh, yeah. You know, but they're just people who are aware of a few things, and we'll see what happens when all that shit goes down, who looks dumb.
Time to go on with the news.
Oh, goody.
Judge rules school district can censor images on student T-shirt.
I knew this story was coming.
A rural Vermont public school district won the right to censor images on a 7th grade anti-Bush T-shirt this week in a court battle that tested the limits of students' free speech. Federal Judge William upheld the Williamstown School District right to enforce a dress code prohibition against clothing bearing images of drugs or alcohol. Citing this policy, Williamstown Middle High School officials told student Zachary in May that his T-shirt did not conform to dress code and he must stop wearing it or alter it. He was asked to cover up the images of martini cat, glass, and cocaine on the shirt, which portrayed President Bush as a drug abuser and chicken hawk in chief who engaged in a world domination tour.
So there was no actual vulgarity or nudity on the T-shirt.
No.
This was just you were defaming our glorious leader.
In actions that he has admitted to doing.
Oh, really?
Zachary and his parents, Tim and Cynthia, protested the school's edict, but the boy eventually complied and applied duct tape to the offending images on the T-shirt. Over the tape, he wrote, "Censored," and was allowed to wear the altered T-shirt to school.
You fucking cocksucker.
The family then sued the school district with assistance from the Vermont chapter of the ACLU. Americans,
yeah.
The lawsuit in U.S. District Court contended that the school violated Zachary's First Amendment rights. The family also asked the school to expunge from Zachary's record a suspension connection with the T-shirt imbroglio.
And this is a writer who wrote this who got his thesaurus out.
Imbroglio.
Zachary, who's 14.
Yeah. And so, there you go.
Yeah, which is just bullshit. That's heinous shit. Oh, well. Zach is a courageous kid. That's what I say. All right, what else we got here?
$60,000 fine for sexist anti-gay speech in France.
Oh.
France officially banned sexist and anti-gay speech on Wednesday with a new law against discrimination that media watchdogs in the Roman Catholic Church have criticized as a possible curb on free expression.
Okay.
The Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah, well, you know, anyone will back. You know, who cares why the House got painted, right?
The conservative majority in the Senate upper house approved a bill previously passed in the National Assembly to establish an authority to help victims of bias. Under the new law, anyone found provoking hatred or violence of a person on the basis of sex or sexual orientation would risk 1 year in jail or a fine of $45,000. Euro.
Bullshit law! That is a bullshit law. Yes, it's horrible and just nasty, nasty that you get these bigots out there talking smack. But they're able to talk smack because we're free. And that's what the price of freedom is you gotta put up with the shit pumps talking smack.
One way or the other.
Yeah, so don't fucking, oh god.
You're free to talk except for these things.
Yeah, you're free to talk about this.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Sam. Can you do something different?
Not really.
It's
kind of difficult. I'll point the mic towards me, but
yeah,
I have to read the screen. It's a
little
bit
difficult. We're trying to balance all the shit here, dude. Sorry.
No, I know. It's just hard to follow along with you.
Sorry, man.
Digital inheritance raises legal questions. As more of our personal lives go digital, family members, estate attorneys, and online service providers are increasingly grappling with what happens to the information bits when their owners die. Sometimes the question involves email sitting on a distant server. Other times it's about the photos or financial records stored on a password-protected computer. This week, a Michigan man publicized his struggle to access the Yahoo email account belonging to his son, Marine Lance Corporal Justin, 20, who was killed November 13th in Iraq. Through Yahoo's policies state that accounts terminate upon your death. John Ellsworth said his son would have wanted him to grant him access. He was wanting to forward his email from strangers, Elwer said. They were letters of encouragement. He said all the support kept him motivated. We talked back and forth about how we were going to print them out and put them in a scrapbook. To release these messages in such circumstances, Yahoo said, would violate privacy rights of the deceased and those with whom they've corresponded.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but Yahoo's right.
I totally go with Yahoo.
Yeah, it's a shitty score, and this is a prime example of why you got to have your shit sorted out before it all terminates.
That's what wills are for. If you wanted your dad to have your password, you would have given your dad your password.
It's a shitty fucking deal, man. It's a shitty deal.
I wouldn't want people looking through my private records.
What if the kid's gay?
That's right. What his dad wants to know.
What if his kid was gay and he never told his family? Okay, and he's got letters from his lovers. Bang! There
now
goes.
He knows.
Now his dad knows. The kid's will is totally fucking done. His memory's marred by his dad's being a huge shit pump fucking ordeal. No, man, it's gone. It doesn't matter. It's a shame. I fucking feel for your loss, and I'm sorry your son got killed in a shitty way. But unfortunately, it's a fuck. I'll cry with you, man. But there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I like privacy.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
So I totally agree with Yahoo on that. That's the rules, too. You can't change the rules after.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Oh, he was a soldier,
it's
and there's
letters.
Okay,
yeah,
here.
It's a especially because he was a soldier, too. I mean, there's certain security things that have to be adhered to.
Oh,
now.
That, too. What if
you know,
he
I
was...
Mean,
oh, he shouldn't be sending...
Well, every soldier says shit he shouldn't to his family. Always. Because mom wants to know if you're going to be fucking scraped off the road with a snow shovel.
Yeah.
Mom wants to know that. So you'll lie to mom or you'll say whatever the fuck you have to say to mom. No, mom, I'm fucking picking up garbage or whatever. Just to make sure your parents
there's
don't
There's your public life and then there's your private
and then
life.
There's,
and, that's
and then
why
there's
it's private.
What the fuck is going on, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm sorry. The more that we become connected, privacy does become more important. Download Tor and install it. Anyway, carry on. What do we got?
This is sent in by Sparky. Pirate radio calls for inauguration protests. An unauthorized radio station in the state's capital calls for massive protests in the week leading to January 20th presidential inauguration.
Oh, that'll stop it. That'll stop it.
This isn't
let's,
more.
Let's
this isn't
protest it. That'll stop the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. They'll shut it right down.
Oh, I hate protest. Well, they'll shut it right down.
The station broadcast Wednesday at 1680 a.m. and identified itself as Guerrilla Radio. Not very original, but that's okay. During the identification message, an announcer said WSQT is a project of urban activists in the D.C. area working on housing issues, homeless issues, issues of war, issues of occupation both at home and abroad, and the issues of the environment we all have to live in.
Okay, note, that is a terrible thing to say. If it's a guerrilla fucking radio broadcast, you will lie. You will have sound effects in the background of train horns and shit, okay?
Yeah.
You will go completely sneakers about this. Because we're not dealing
mobile.
We're not dealing with 1980s level security here. We've got a psycho fucking nutbag religious deranged moron, okay, running the show for big business, okay?
Oh yeah.
And with the Second Patriot Act, okay, like these guys could all be fucking at the furthest level, they could be killed for this. You know what I mean? And you don't know.
The guys
just oh.
The guy said, it's all about $40 in parts from Radio Shack and the dumpster, he said in a telephone interview Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, God, man, I hope you've got your shit tight.
Other programming featured rap with urgent, unsettling lyrics.
Oh, and rap, you say?
That were generally
I didn't think there was any rap left that had urgent, unsettling lyrics.
That were
ever since Chuck D hasn't put out anything lately.
They were generally shouted instead of sung.
Oh, my God. Rap music shouting?
The
unsettling lyrics?
No.
What a nightmare.
The station's poor audio quality made the vocalizations nearly unintelligible.
Oh, my God. And to add it all up, the $40 parts broadcast from a dumpster was not crystal clear. They should be shot.
Oh, yeah.
Shot and pissed on. Well, I think, you know what? I've changed my my view, Smokehouse, on the whole protesting thing. I used to think that, you know, protests did nothing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
They'll get you arrested.
Well, they will get you arrested.
And thrown in modern slave camps.
Yeah, they will. How do I do this? I think it's important that you protest the most effective way you know how.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say
and
about that.
We sometimes protest through the radio.
Well,
that's
I
right.
mean...
Yeah.
If you use that for an example, you could call writing a letter protesting.
Yes,
but
that is correct. That is correct. And if you can write the right kind of letter, sometimes writing a letter will, in fact.
To the right people.
If I could get 80 million people to write letters, fuck yeah. That's what they call a letter writing campaign. Unfortunately, that shit is not very gratifying,
works.
But it does work. And
the real letters, handwritten to one guy that can affect change.
But I mean, you know, mob protesting does not work.
Mob protesting does not work, but mob protesting does send a message. And there have been so many
to people that are standing around because the media doesn't report it.
Yes, but there are so many protests now that everyone knows.
Oh, they announce it beforehand.
Yes.
And
so
they avoid them and arrest them all before.
I think it is important to protest. My problem then becomes how you protest and what you do to protest. But it's gotten so hardcore right now that I can't really talk about what I think is a good idea for protesting because I'll go to jail for sure.
What I'm so curious about is that why would you protest the inauguration? It's a party. I mean, protesting, it's not going to do any good. It's just, all it is a pomp and circumstance party. It means nothing. It doesn't even have to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a party.
It is. It is. But, I mean, hey, there's not much to shoot at, so I guess we'll pick this as a target. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to do something.
I guess.
You can either stand by while the world ends, or you can wave a sign that says we don't want the world to end. So I guess maybe they're hoping against hope. Maybe it's the same effect as prayer. Who knows? Let's just hope that somebody has something to do with it. And if nothing else, at least these people give enough of a shit to stand up. But anyway.
This next one's not per se about Bush, but it happens to involve him. This one's from K16. A portrait of President Bush using monkeys to form his image led to the closure of a New York art exhibit over the weekend and anguished protests on Monday over freedom of expression.
Good God.
So you can't even paint a picture of him.
Jesus.
23-year-old painter Christopher poses with his painting Bush Monkeys, a portrait of President Bush at the Animal Gallery on New York's city's Lower East Side. The portrait of Bush using monkeys to form his image led to the closure of a New York art exhibit over the weekend and anguished protests over freedom of expression. Bush Monkeys, a small acrylic on canvas, created the stir at the Chelsea Market Public sparse
eBay
space, leading the market's managers to close down a 60-piece show. Oh, 1 second.
Fucking, yeah, perfectly queued up, I might add.
Yeah.
But
we've had tons of people, more than 2,000 people show up for the opening on Thursday night.
He should eBay that painting.
Said the show organizer, Bucky. Then this manager saw the piece, and the guy kind of flipped out. This show is over. Get this work down, or I'm going to arrest you.
Wow.
Arrest him.
That work needs to be on eBay now. Because the fervor that's going to come from this will make that painting, like, if I can have a painting sent to me, that motherfucker is going to be worth huge coin. Yeah. That particular piece. The artist should be dancing on the fucking ceiling.
Oh, of course.
He should be just fucking overjoyed that a piece of his work did this much fucking shit.
Can you believe he said, I'm going to have you arrested?
I'd say I'd...
For a picture.
Bring it! Bring it. Take me away in cuffs. Let me just put on my painting smock and hold my brushes when you do it.
And let me get out the phone number for the ACLU.
Yeah.
Just 1 second,
I'll paint ACLU on the back of my fucking painting smock, put on my little tam-tam fucking hat, and have my painter's palette, and I'll scream in French like Dali as you drag me off. Anyway.
Wow. This next one's from Nighthawk. Biometric passports are a tall order. Governments are racing to get the system up and running before October 2005, a deadline imposed by the U.S. Congress.
Okay.
In 2002, Congress stated that if countries wish to stay in the U.S. visa waiver scheme, they would have to start issuing biometric passports.
I would just suck a dick.
Countries planning to adopt the new securities based on a various combination of face, iris, and fingerprint recognition include the U.S., Britain, Germany, and Australia.
Why don't you eat a bag of dicks, actually?
But experts speaking in the Institution of Electrical Engineers in London on the 14th of December warned that the technology is not ready for use so soon. From the equipment I've seen so far, it doesn't work well enough for large-scale public application.
Right on. Put it out there. Get it out there. If it doesn't work, I'm all about biometric security that doesn't work. I'm all about that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they sell like a billion units and then they won't be willing to upgrade them.
This doesn't work at all.
This doesn't work at all. Oh, wow. I stuffed cotton balls in my cheeks to alter my bone structure. Look, I've defeated all known modern facial recognition software with 2 cotton balls. Thanks. Carry on.
The trial has highlighted many problems. For example, users found it difficult to focus on the iris camera, and relatively taller, short people have problems positioning themselves in front of the unit correctly.
Wait a second, you gotta consciously focus the fucking camera?
If a user doesn't want a system to work, it won't work.
I'm sorry! With your bag of dicks, would you like a tall glass of shit to wash that down? There's absolutely no way I'm gonna be sitting inside this machine and let you bioscan me. No. No.
No, no, no. Okay, what
is that? It's up to the U.S. to propose that. Go ahead.
God knows, but it'll give you, too. Probably give you cancer, getting all bioscanned.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, let's get the x-ray count. Pardon me while I whip out my Geiger counter. It goes past the red line. I get money. Okay, carry on.
This one's from Nighthawk. Artificial life comes a step closer. Researchers at Rockefeller University in the U.S. have made the first tentative steps towards creating a form of artificial life.
Hooray!
Their creations, small synthetic vessels that can process genes, resemble a crude kind of biological cell.
Boring. Fuck off. We did not create artificial life. You created some... We created a small synthetic vessel that can process. Doesn't do it right now. So we got this thing that can be used to process some genes, and under the right kind of lighting with enough acid, and if you have Terrence McKenna spin it for you, this could represent some kind of life.
Oh yeah.
I'm all about the artificial life. Don't get me wrong. I think it's hot and horny, but don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining, okay? What
the moral ethicists say?
Yeah, fuck off. Does the Molar Sky Car fly?
No.
It's not a flying car then, is it? It's a fucking lawn ornament. Molar, you fucking fraud. Guy's in the cover of fucking, what is it, Popular Science
every
this week?
5 years.
The guy's fucking, he's been indicted for fraud.
We need a little more money.
We just need a bit more money. Look at my model over here. Hey, Molar, okay? Oh, fuck, what? What were you going to say, Smokey?
Are those mecha guys still around? Interviewed like two or three years?
No, actually, I used to work for an engineer who you remember Ted? Ted, I showed Ted that. Ted, for fuck it, was beating his face off the table when he was looking at their design specs.
All of this can't work.
He's like, this is completely wrong. I can't even begin to tell you how wrong this is. Like, my son could design better mechs out of Lego.
Son's 10.
I mean, but God love him for trying. You know, he's all talking about crushing my car and shit. I just love that guy. You know, gotta have faith, man. Gotta have faith. Keep going.
Well, that is the last news item.
Hoorah!
And a thing that everybody has been waiting for. Patrolling, episode 11.
Dun, dun, dun!
So, Smokey, if you could post those into the IRC.
We'll be getting that out.
Everyone could go absolutely shit-hot crazy over them.
That's right.
And it's the last episode of the season for season one, episode 11, and it will return summer of 2005.
That's right, so fuck off until then. We have other stuff we're doing.
And before that, the DVDs will come out of Patrolling with commentary... Yeah. And all a bunch of goodies, the making of the intro.
And all and I'll be doing the voiceovers on the Patrolling stuff.
Yep.
So we'll have.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
We skipping the phone calls?
Yes, we are skipping the phone calls tonight.
No phone calls tonight because we have to go party.
We have to go party.
We have to party. We want to party. We want to party.
Okay, so you came in, hijacked my show, and now you're leaving.
Yeah, with Sim.
That's great.
And the hot chick who's in the room who we haven't talked about yet, but there's a hot chick here.
You.
What's that? What?
You're a bastard, man. You come in, you stole my show, and you're leaving.
I came, I saw, I yelled. That's just how it is. Don't worry about it. You know, it's all good. You still got another show.
I'm so used.
Go ahead, Smokey.
I'm so used.
What would you like to say? We'll give you 20 minutes.
We'll give you 20 minutes there, Smokey.
I was going to ask you if you actually got nothing for Christmas.
What?
We didn't even talk about Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. What did I get for Christmas? Well, the loot. Did you get anything for Christmas?
No, I abstained from Christmas. Everybody knows that in the show.
Aren't you dumb?
So
I would have got loot.
I
want for naught. So, what did I get? I got a bunch of chocolate.
It doesn't matter what you want. I can't believe anybody just didn't give you anything. Didn't say, screw you, Sim, here's a present, right?
Well, I told them not to get me anything.
Technically, I got you something.
You are so weak.
That was way before.
That was a week before.
Yeah, so it was.
Yeah, so shut up. Shut up. Yeah, we won't go there. Anyway.
Yeah.
No. Well, what'd you get for Christmas there, Smokey?
I didn't. What was that?
What did you get for Christmas?
Thank you. I get mostly DVDs and stuff like that, you know, nerd stuff. My new little computer board, some DVDs and some clothes, standard crap, you know how it is. I didn't get a sweet ski mask like you got.
Yes, my ski
those
mask
those
is...
Those are scary.
Those were actually posted in the IRC, and I fucking was like, oh my gosh. Because you know somebody's mom made that for them, and they had to wear it to school, and you wonder where John Wayne Gacy came from, you know, like Jesus.
That mask.
Like, it's on my live journal. But, it's sick and weird. What did I get? I got a cool flashlight, which I'm taking back because my wife got me the wrong one.
this is a weak flashlight. Well, how could you? Did you do no research?
Well, it's an expensive flashlight. It's like a $100 flashlight, but there's a specific flashlight I want. So I was like, wow, oh, this is more than the one I wanted. That's good. That means I get to return it and I get money.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it was a bonus. That's
like,
good.
I'm sorry, with things like a flashlight. Incidentally, your flashlight specifications, for anyone who wants to know, you want to go with those five LED Innova X5 flashlights. I think they're called the Innova X5.
Yeah.
Because the name of the game in any flashlight you buy is not how bright it is, it's how long it stays lit.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Don't go for brightness, go for length of light. So usually it's just the LED ones have the best burn time. So trust me. Go
for the
one.
Is there any flashlights where you can adjust how bright it is so it does last longer?
The one I have does allow you to do that.
Oh, yeah,
but
you can
even
like
on
one, two,
yes.
three LEDs or whatever, yeah.
But you know what? That is a gimmick and a gizmo. You won't fucking use it. You
True.
Need light in a certain spot. You just need, you use a match and get enough light. You know what I mean? So as long as you've got light, that's all that matters. But anyway. That's
what
it.
What else did you get? You got the flashlight?
Chocolate, flashlight. Yeah. I got a really groovy bathrobe. My mom.
Nice.
Yeah, my
what
mom.
Color?
It's really, 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 really dark green.
Dark green.
Okay. Yeah, super dark green.
Burgundy.
No,
or green.
No. Yeah. It's super dark green. She made it out of these. She actually made the bathrobe out of these massive towels. Because she's like a seamstress, right? So she made.
Okay.
So she, it's like this total like Ghost of Christmas present bathrobe. No,
oh.
No, but it's super like.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Scrooge, come to me. Like, it's one of those kind of bathrobes, you know? It's
okay.
really sexy that way. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it's hard to find good bushy bathrobes these days. But anyway, that's, I think all I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got some books from another friend, some Marshall McLuhan books.
Yeah. Actually, some people did give me some stuff. I think my parents bought stuff before I told them not to.
Oh, so they'll be like, oh, by the way, happy Thursday.
Yeah.
Non-committal holiday.
I got a flashlight.
Did
LED
you
flashlight, so you have to check it out, make sure it's not weak and...
Well, I'm not going to... Yeah, I'll just take it back to your parents. Yeah. What the fuck is this?
What are you thinking?
What? Where's your fucking head?
Haven't you been watching Patrol?
Don't you watch the shows that Tim works so fucking hard on? Try to show some support
oh,
there,
God.
Dad. Anyway. Carry on.
And
oh
I got chocolate.
And chocolate.
Yum, yum, yum.
Is it chocolate you can
yeah,
eat
okay.
or chocolate?
Of course it's chocolate I can eat.
Oh.
Oh, look at this chocolate you can't eat. Oh.
Yes, and have some more. Well, I think that about wraps up the show.
Yeah.
Or does it?
Yeah, this is called Dead Air.
Is that Dead Air?
It's called stretching the
air.
Show out.
Well, we've already stretched the show out. The show's only supposed to be an hour, right?
Yeah.
Well, we got a hot chick here, and she wants to go to the bar, man. Jesus, you're lucky you even showed the fuck up. I mean, you could have seriously posted in the RZ, found a hot chick, went to bar.
Leaving.
Sim.
Go. Understand.
They'd be like, that's cool. That's cool. We like
Let's
that.
See.
So happy Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Patrolling 11.
Happy Boxing Day.
Happy Canadian
yes.
and, I think, British holiday. I don't know if it's British.
Who's eating all the fucking chocolate?
Who's eating the chocolate? It's Sean and I are eating all the chocolate.
That's right. Yeah.
That's hilarious. So enjoy episode 11. It's got a preview for season 2 at the end of it.
Yes.
So
everything is fake.
Everything is fake.
Everything
just remember
fake.
That.
Remember that.
It's at the beginning of every episode. Everything's fake.
And everything is fake.
And remember, Sean has no ego.
That's right. No ego here. Egoless.
No.
My ego died of overfeeding 2 years ago. Alrighty.
So we're going to leave.
We're going to leave with the hot chick.
Until next week.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smokey's sounding oh so chipper.
What's wrong?
Oh,
yeah.
So
what's the matter, Smokehouse? What's the matter?
What? I can't believe I bothered to even show up, for Christ's sakes. I should have just watched a movie and just booked off.
You're a valued member of this team, man.
That's all right. That's okay.
Well, see, I tried
I'll
to be friendly and no one bought it.
I'll probably be at DEF CON, so I'll get even with you then.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
If you
I'll just have to get you drunk. That'll be the
then
end of it.
Then put you in the pool.
That's right. Bloosh.
Or you can swim. You can walk now. You can swim. Move those legs.
Yeah, that's right.
I can swim. So
float.
Sean ruined the show.
Somebody said that?
Cobra said that.
Yeah.
Oh, Cobra.
That's it. I quit. I'm off Rant Radio.
See what you did, Cobra? Wrath upon you.
Christ, man.
I won.
Yeah.
I won. That's all I needed to hear. No, yeah. It's all right, man.
It's okay. I'm sorry if
it's only one show out of whatever 42.
I don't know. I thought
it's
it was
okay,
fun,
man. You go have a good time and do whatever it is that you do.
I thought it was a fun show. I mean, you know, I didn't try to wreck anything. I'm just trying to have fun here. Everyone always picks
on me.
Anyway.
We're whispering.
We are. We are whispering.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm grumbling.
You're mocking me.
No,
I'm not, actually. I'm mocking the fact that people think I ruined the show.
Yeah.
Wah.
Well, we're leaving, so the show is over. So people who hate it, it's over. For people who loved it, they can watch Patrolling and get more Sean.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to go party.
We like
Bye, party. Guys.
Good night.
So say goodbye, Smokey, and we'll say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Play the
See you next week.
Bye-bye. And
bye-bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.